Today we've been talking about schools and education. On a related note, the Department of Justice released their report on the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Sizable report. You can read it at our downloads page at issuesandideasradio.com. When that shooting took place, someone who wasn't a Christian said, "Well, where was your God then?" Person responded, "Well, God keeps trying to get into schools. And people like you keep kicking him out." As we talked about today, knowledge and truth are the foundations of learning. That's vital for learning information in schools. That's vital for learning God's Word. The psalmist in Psalm chapter 25, verse 5 writes this about the truth of God. "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day." Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 32 instructs us in how truth is the path to freedom from the darkness. Jesus speaking, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Teaching is designed to be a communication of facts and truth, not opinion or spin. This was the foundation for the teaching by Jesus, which he explains in John chapter 7, verse 16. Again, Jesus saying, "My doctrine is not mine, but his," meaning God, "who sent me." A true teacher comes to teaching through the gift of God, which is why being a teacher should always be respected and honored. This is explained in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching." Teaching is also addressed in Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. "In all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned." The important value and gifts of knowledge are presented in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. "Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul." As well, we cannot be prevented from knowledge. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6. "Even though I am untrained in speech, yet I am not in knowledge." Asking is also part of the education process. What we ask for and how we ask for it will determine what or if we receive. We learn this in James chapter 4, verse 3. "You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss." When someone chooses to be a false teacher, it's actually they who will pay the final price. Here's what Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. "If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing." When we set out to do something, we think of it as having a beginning, a middle, and an end. Education is ongoing, especially with God's Word. And while it's nice to have a diploma to hang on a wall, the diploma we read about in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, a diploma of eternity, is one we strive for when we learn from a true teacher. "The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you."